6 a.m. My first gig with Lenny. The Denny's. The senior citizens line up. They're ready for the early bird special, and I'm ready. I have my eye twister tips button. I have my pump, my balloons. This is going to be easy. I am going to be great. I'll take the regular, Martha. Oh, no, not today, George, because I am going to twist you up a magical feast.
Hey, look over there. Look, it's a balloon twister. Hey, Sonny, could you perhaps twist me a shark on a surfboard, and I'll tell you all about my days in Cuba.
Oh, my God, look, he just made two doves in a heart. That is so precious.
We will swap stories over a grand slam. We'll look into each other's eyes. We will see wisdom and youth like the seven balloons that it takes.
What is going on? What's with all the racket? I'm trying to eat my breakfast over here.
It was like I was playing a deranged violin. Shrieks were emanating from my fingertips.
My hearing aid, it's on fire.
I would approach table after table, mumbling, lisping. Would anyone like a balloon animal? But all they could hear was, hello, can I interrupt your breakfast to tell you I have the most humiliating job in human history? In the early 1900s, a guy by the name of Joe Marshall went by the pseudonym Alligator Joe. He invited visitors to take a front row seat and watch without fear as gators lived in synthetic habitats the size of chicken coops. He painted some of them white, temporarily albino, and others he sewed them together, still alive, reptilian Hilton sisters. Anything for a tourist's buck.
All right. How much money did you make tonight? Look, Lenny, I don't want to talk about it. It wasn't very... How much money? $7. That is pathetic.
But people don't want me there. They think I'm a... Look. When Lenny walks into a restaurant, he knows he's hot shit. He knows that people aren't there for the fried pickles, the shitty beer, or the hot waitress. They're there for him. Lenny, the balloon guy. It's all about me, my cheese, my humor, whatever it takes to get these people to smile their stupid smiles and ask for a 5-cent balloon with a bunch of knots in it and hand you a $20 bill in return. Oh my God, I thought. Lenny was absolutely right. And so I took his advice. I would approach a table of old people and say something like, so, how was prom tonight? A few children? So how much you giving your parents per week for allowance, huh? A mother and her son. You got your learner's permit yet, buddy? And before he could even answer, I would hand over a green brontosaurus, already thanking his mother for her generous tip. You're not funny anymore. That's what my friend Richard told me while stomping out a clove cigarette behind the school parking garage. Oh, yeah? I said. You haven't seen me with a couple of balloons and a table filled with assholes eating chicken fingers. Even though my tips increased exponentially, Lenny's comments never ceased. He called after every single gig. All right, how much money? How much? His star employee went by the name Mr. Fudge. Mr. Fudge put away $300 in just an hour. Your pot is pathetic next to him. 7 o'clock, the Wing Hut. Let's see, a table, a few dads, their sons. This is going to be easy. No problem. I approach. So, which one of you guys ordered the Miller Lite? I say to the boys as the dads laugh. But I can hear Lenny in my head. You pansy, you little clown. And in reply, I twist up motorcycles and machine guns and sharks until the outcast emerges.
Excuse me, but could I have a strand of DNA?
A strand of DNA? The table grows quiet. His dad looks embarrassed. I believe the ladies' table is over there, I say, as the table bursts into laughter and the dads reach for their wallets. Oh my God, the ladies' table is over there. That is not something I would ever say, but I can feel myself transforming right there in the middle of the restaurant. I start running, running, bumping into waitress after waitress.
Watch it, you clown, you little pansy.
My muscles start to grow hard. My complexion clears up. I can feel my hair grow spiky as I run into the men's bathroom. I look into the mirror. No! And I scream. That was my last gig with Lenny. I stopped answering my phone calls. I took all of my belongings, the pump, the button, the balloons, I put them into a shoebox and I buried it as if it contained a murder weapon, and I was safe. I was finally safe from Lenny. In fact, I almost forgot his name. 10 years later, almost, until something happened. Something happened to change all of that.
I'm from sunny Tampa, Florida, and I'm asking you for $250,000 for 30% of my wild company. Woo. We are the nation's premier talent agency for balloon artists that we send into national brand restaurants.
Happy day!
Stop the madness!
I would love for you to join me. I will... I'm an emotional guy.
Don't start crying yet. Yeah, wait till we say something.
I would love to have you guys come in and help me blow this up.
You know what? You're a great salesman.
You are a phenomenal salesman.
It is an adorable idea.
This is an easily sellable business. I like it because it's so unique.
Wasn't there anybody to speak to Lenny's atrocities? Where were the offended customers, the bullied employees? Oh, what about Ki Hong?
And I had the clown community criticize me online.
The clown community?
I'm not joking.
Those nasty clowns.
I'm the Sam Walton of balloons.
You don't want to piss off the clown community.
And that is the moment it all started to fall apart.
You didn't show me how I can give you $250,000 and get a great return. I'm out.
Miss Corcoran, Miss Corcoran.
I would be so scared putting my money in your business. I'm sorry, I'm out. I'm out.
We have
fixed
costs.
Millions.
If we can get this to one...
Shut up!
Whoa.
You're not ready for me yet. I'd go crazy. And for those two reasons, I'm out.
Hey, Lenny. You remember
yeah.
me? Well, do you understand that you're a walking turd?
I understand.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Okay.
You can't get $250,000 from anybody in here. Today...
Don't pull the trigger.
I'm out.
Thank you very much, Shark.
Now, I have to admit, watching Lenny leave the Shark Tank, I felt kind of bad for him. And watching this video over and over and over, I realized he seems like a nice guy. And maybe I, this entire time, was just acting like a melodramatic, immature teenager. Lenny was right. I really am a pansy. Look, I don't forget when people wrong me. That voice right there, that's supposed to be Mr. Fudge. Remember him? Well, now, today, he's out on his own, twisting at Chinese buffets and suing Lenny for wages promised and never paid. And he's telling every last detail to the Tampa Bay Times, how Lenny attacked a female employee while she was balloon twisting in a restaurant, how he went to school on an opera scholarship. Listen to me, never trust an opera singer. And the worst of it, what he did to Jake Valdez. I didn't want to work for him anymore, you know? So I just quit. That's all. I quit. And he told everybody in my family, at my school, at my church, that I was a pedophile. At age 22, his life was ruined. Lenny was a bigger monster than I ever imagined. The kind of guy to take out revenge on the insecure and the No. What have the last 10 minutes just gotten me into? Do you realize what being called a pedophile can do to the career of a puppeteer? In 1997, Phil Graham was performing his regular alligator wrestling show at Gator World when the 300-pound Lucy had his arm as an afternoon snack. And as he lay there, surrounded by his own blood and dead fish in a plastic pool, well, Lucy went for his neck. And I always wondered, Lucy, did you feel any guilt? Or maybe you enjoyed seeking revenge on these mammals. These mammals who seized your swamp, ruined the lives of your parents and your parents' parents. But I bet you felt fear. Yes, one night you would wake up and there outside of your cage, there would be Alligator Joe with a stun gun, a sack, and a hankering for revenge. Oh, no doubt. No doubt, I am afraid.